Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm somewhat excited for this week's episode because I'm going to be talking a little bit about my membership site. And we just launched my membership site about 6 months ago. And I've already learned a lot about memberships and community management. And so I really wouldn't consider my membership site a massive success yet. I would consider it successful. We've got about 300 members in there, a little more than that. And we've been getting really good feedback and good results from it, but we're still working to make it better every single day. And what I wanted to do today was just talk about a few things that I've learned about membership sites over the past 6 months and some of the things that we're working on to improve our membership site. So this is kind of like a behind the scenes slash what's working for us episode where I'm going to share with you some of what's working, some of what's not working so well, and kind of what we're doing to fix that. To give you a little background, the membership site is called the Monthly Marketing Playbook. And what we do inside that membership site is we walk people through every single month a simple play that they can deploy in their business that's designed to generate more leads or sales in their business. Now, right now we're closed, but if you want to check it out or you want more information, you can go to monthlyplaybook.com. Again, that's monthlyplaybook.com and get yourself on the wait list. But just to give you some examples, we have a playbook on how to write your first email sequence, how to run your first Facebook ad, how to build an email list that's engaging, how to build a Facebook group that's engaging. So we just give you every single month a really simple way to, again, generate more leads or sales in your business with some online marketing strategies. So that's been the Monthly Marketing Playbook, and that's what I've been working on pretty diligently for the past few months. And I wanted to share with you, again, what we've learned based on the last 6 months of running a membership site. So without further ado, let's get into it. So the first thing that's really important to our membership site and that I've been learning a lot about is retention. And retention is basically how long people stick around. And we want people to stick around in our membership site as long as possible because they'll get more results, but also it increases the amount of revenue that we generate if people stick around for a longer period of time. So retention is something that we've been working on improving. And I'll be completely honest, I feel like our retention rate isn't where I'd like it to be. And so some of the things that we've learned that kind of help us increase retention or increase how long people stick around is, number one, we've got a private Facebook group. And what I found is that engaging in the private Facebook group is really vital. And doing things as simple as asking questions, having polls, that really improves the value of the community. And the community is what gets people to stick around. And so we've been trying hard to retain people by leveraging the value of the community. We also make sure that we're listening to the community. And so we create content based on what the community is telling us that they want to see more of. Do they want to see more content around Facebook ads? Do they want to see more content around generating sales? So we actually try to pay attention to what the community is telling us that they want so that people are excited to stick around. Now, one place that we're kind of struggling and we're still working on a solution is that a lot of times when people cancel, they tell us, I'm just not using the material. And so right now we're trying to figure out how we get people more actively involved in using the playbooks that we release every single month. And that is definitely a little bit of a struggle. But we've got all kinds of ideas that we're testing out. So maybe I'll come back to you in a few months with some new ideas that I can share. But basically, we're working really hard to lower our churn rate, which is the rate at which people leave, increase our retention rate, and engage with the community at an even higher level. Which brings us to the second point, or the second thing that I've really learned about membership, which is that community matters and having a community manager is really important. If you're thinking about building out a membership site, there's absolutely an element that you have to have, which is community. And I'll be completely honest, I resisted when I first started my membership site. I resisted the idea of having a Facebook group or a private community because I really wanted to rely on content. But I paid attention to what my mentors and some of my friends who have membership sites were saying, and the consensus was that community really matters. And like I told you, the people that are canceling their membership are saying, I'm just not using the content. And so clearly what that means, or what we can kind of read between the lines, is that just because you've got great content doesn't mean people will stick around. But having a great community really encourages people to stick around. So you really want to work on building a space where your members are excited to hang out and they're excited to be. Now, the cool thing is that by default, you have a premium community when you add a community to your membership site, because by definition, people are paying to be there. And so it kind of creates this premium atmosphere where people are already getting a premium experience or are perceiving it as a premium experience. But the other thing is, having a community manager is really, really helpful. And this is something that we're starting to do, and I'll be working with my team on this week, is getting someone in the community who can actually engage with your community and create regular postings to create engagement with the community. So starting this next couple of weeks, I'll actually be working with someone on my team to get them inside of our private community, just to help engage with people, just to make sure that people who are in the community are actually getting engaged with and they're actually feeling like there's a space for them. They're not just feeling like, oh, I signed up for content and that's all I get. I want people to feel like they've got an actual community that they can turn to when they've got questions, when they've got concerns, when they're trying to learn more. I want them to have a place to actually go. And so a community manager allows you to engage with your community without having to be there 24/7. And so if you're thinking about doing a community, you need to ask yourself, do I have a community manager, or do I have the bandwidth to manage a community? And I'll be completely honest, when I started my membership site, I didn't have as much bandwidth as I wanted to manage the community. And that's been one of the places that I feel like we're lacking. And so, like I said, we'll be meeting with someone on my team this week to start to say, how can we get more engagement in the community? How can we get people more excited about engaging in the community? And so we'll do things like create regular postings, but we're also playing around with the idea of how do we get our community to take action on the playbooks that we've already released? So can we do things like, you know, pop-up support days where we pop up and we offer ongoing support for one of the playbooks, maybe for that month. So for example, in May, we did how to build, engage, and sell to your private Facebook group. That was our playbook for the month. So maybe we could do a day where we say, okay, today we're focusing on building up your Facebook group. What questions do you have about how to build your community? And it's just little things like this that we're going to start doing to help bolster engagement, get people more excited about being part of the community. Because like I said, we're learning that the content can be great, but if the community's not there to pull people in and keep them engaged, well, then your retention and your churn rate kind of suffer from that. So the second point is have a community manager, and community really matters when it comes to a membership site. Third point that I kind of realize is less about community and retention and more about something I realized personally about running a membership site, which is I really should have created content more in advance, and I really need to work on batching out content for the monthly marketing playbook. So as it sits right now, we have a general idea of what we want to release in the marketing playbook, but I actually make the content on a monthly basis. And so right now I'm kind of on this hamster wheel of every single month I need to create new content. And so what I'm planning on, or what we're trying to figure out, is how do we make creating content a little bit easier for Zach? And so that's something that my team and I are starting to work on, of how do we actually make the content creation process easier? Now, to give you some ideas of what's working really well with our content creation process is, number one, I work with a designer. So all I have to do is actually write the content in like a Google Doc or in a Word doc and send that over to my designer, and she turns it into kind of a pretty playbook. So the design element is something that I don't have to stress over too much, as long as I give my designer a few days notice to actually create the content. But what would be really nice is if we had content planned out 2 or 3 months in advance. And so that's something that we're working on doing, is actually batching out the content for the monthly marketing playbook. The other thing is that I really want to make sure I'm developing content based on what my community needs. So one thing that we've done that works super well is we poll my community, asking them what they'd like to learn more about. And for example, we did a poll in my community recently where we asked, what would you like to learn about next month? And I gave them a couple options of what I was thinking about creating, but I also gave them the opportunity to post their ideas of what they'd like to see next. And what that does was, like I said earlier, it engaged the community, but it gave me ideas on what to actually create. So I don't just create content based on what I think the community wants. I try to pay attention to what the community is asking for. So that's where we're trying to find this balance of how do we ask the community what they want and at the same token be 2 to 3 months ahead of time. Now, another cool thing that we've started to learn is that we like to tease the content of what's coming next month. So because we are working on our retention and our churn rate, we want to kind of tease what content is coming up next. So I don't just release the monthly content when it's time to release the monthly content. I start talking about it a couple of weeks in advance. So I might post in the group and say, next month's playbook is going to be on XYZ. What do you really want me to cover? And what that does is two things. One, again, it gives me ideas on what I need to talk about, what needs to be in the marketing playbook, but it also allows the community to see what's coming up next so that they get excited about sticking around for another month. Because if they know what's coming, they're more likely to get excited about what's coming next. So we really want to try and tease the content. So again, we're still trying to find that balance between how do we plan out content months in advance, but how do we make sure that we're still listening to the community and kind of being reactive in real time? So that's something that we're working on. And like I said, I told you this episode was going to be a little different in that it's kind of what's working, but also what we're trying to figure out, because I really just want to be candidly behind the scenes with you. If I'm being totally honest, I'm a little bit nervous about this episode because I'm not releasing it going, here's how our membership site is absolutely crushing it 6 months in with thousands of members. I'm just sharing what we're starting to realize about the membership. And hopefully for those of you out there with a membership site or thinking about launching a membership site, you're getting some value from this episode on what you can do, on what is working, on what's not working, and you can make some decisions in your own business to get better results. That's my hope for this episode. So as nervous as I am to record it, I'm hoping that it's of huge benefit to you as my audience. The next thing that we learned is something that I was taught by a mentor a really long time ago, and that is we have a dedicated support inbox and person for the monthly marketing playbook. Now, you might be wondering why that's something so important, but basically, the best way I can explain it is every time somebody cancels, it's kind of a bummer. And it just is. That's the best I can say. It's a little bit of a bummer when somebody cancels because you work hard on your content and you really want people to want to stick around, but sometimes it's kind of out of your control. Maybe they are canceling because they're busy. They're canceling because, you know, it could have nothing to do with you. They're canceling because their business isn't going the way they want and they're trimming expenses, they're canceling because they're not using the content, you know, they're canceling for any number of reasons. And it's important that you know what the reasons are, but it's not important that you see everybody who cancels. And so I was taught a while ago by a mentor that it's really important that you have kind of a gatekeeper, somebody that is in between you and your customers. And this is especially true when it comes to cancellations and refunds, because every time you see a refund, it affects you and it makes you feel like, man, what could I have done differently? Or why did these people cancel? And you can kind of get caught up in your head and you worry about the wrong thing, because instead of worrying about someone who had to cancel or someone who for some reason didn't want to continue with the membership, you should be focusing on the members that you already have. And so by having a dedicated support inbox and a dedicated person, I don't actually see what's happening, so to speak. I don't see who's canceling. I don't see all these cancellation requests. Now, from time to time, somebody emails the wrong place. They email my Zach at Heart Soul Hustle email. But for the most part, the bulk majority of cancellations go to support@heartsoulhustle.com. And so I don't actually see them. I don't see when people cancel. And for me, that makes a world of difference with the way that I interact with my community and my group, because I'm not constantly being weighed down by knowing that I have to see who canceled and why they canceled and all of that content. So basically, have a place where people can cancel that you're not seeing every single cancellation request that comes through. That will make a huge difference in your membership site. So as we start to wrap this episode up, I just want to recap some of what I covered today. So I basically covered four main points that I've learned from starting a membership site. And the first one is that retention and churn rate are really important. And the subsequent points that I made are about how we're trying to improve retention and how we're trying to work on our churn rate. But basically, you know, when it comes to a membership site, there's this big difference in that it's not a sale and then you're guaranteed a customer for the next, you know, 6 to 12 months. You have to take really calculated action in order to make sure that people are sticking around, and more importantly, that people want to stick around. And that's something that we're still working on at Heart, Soul, and Hustle and trying to get just right. The second thing I talked about was how important community is and having a community manager. You really need to make sure that you've got a community manager in place, or at the very least that you've got the bandwidth to help manage that community, because people don't just stick around for the content, and sometimes people don't use the content the way that we kind of have envisioned that they would. And so you really want to make sure that you give people a reason to stick around, and community is one of the great ways to do that. The third point that I made was that we really want to start batching out and building our content in advance. Now, by building out your content in advance, you make a world of difference to the content hamster wheel, as I like to call it, which is that feeling that you're constantly on the wheel trying to make new content. So we're currently working on figuring out how do we create more content in batches so that I'm not every single month feeling like, oh my gosh, I have a playbook that has to go out this month. And the other thing I mentioned was that I work with a team of people, a designer and a great team that helps me to create that content in a way that's not necessarily as taxing as it would be otherwise. The final point I made was having a support inbox and a separate space for cancellation requests, because you don't want the way that people are canceling or engaging with your group to affect the way that you interact with your community. And that means that you don't see every single cancellation request that comes through. Now, I still like to meet with my team and ask them, hey, what's going on? You know, how are things going? You know, why are people canceling? I still want to be in the know as to why we're losing people. I don't want to be blind to why people are leaving, but I do want to be blind to every single cancellation request, because I don't need to worry about that, and I don't need that to affect how I feel about my membership community. So there you have it. Four things that I've learned from running a membership site for about 6 months. Like I said, this episode was a little bit different because it's not this grandiose, here's what's working super well. It's more of a, here's what's working, here's what's not working, and hopefully you get some value for your membership community. Now, if you want to learn more about the monthly marketing playbook, again, you can head over to monthlyplaybook.com, get yourself on the wait list, and check it out because we would absolutely love to have you in the monthly marketing playbook when we open back up. And we've got a special little something for those of you that join the wait list. So go check it out. We would love to have you. I hope you got a ton of value out of this episode because I had a good time recording it. And until next time, keep hustling and I'll see you next week on the show for episode number 100. And we've got something kind of cool coming up, so you won't want to miss it. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.